من الطاهر المعصومين واللانة دامة الباقي إلى أعدائهم من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، سيسترز اند براذرز ان إيمان، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. In our discussion on Dua Kumail, as I said, the purpose is to make something which we recite more regularly, at least once a week, to make it more meaningful, so when you recite, it has an impact. And we reach to the, we are still in the first of the three parts that we have divided Dua Kumail into three. And in the subsection of the first one, the section B, we still have a couple of slides which I was not able to show last night. And this is where we see that, you know, it's again this stage where we are acknowledging Allah's grace and mercy. Where we come to a point where we say, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka wa bihamdik, zalamtu nafsi wa tajarra'tu bijahli wa sanak. وَسَكَنْتُ إِلَىٰ قَدِيمِ ذِكْرِكَ لِي وَمَنِّكَ عَلَيَّ. The last line is more important. You know, there is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have been unjust to myself. ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. This is a term used in Quran also for the people who commit sins. And when they commit sins, they actually make themselves liable for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are being actually unjust to themselves. They can't say Allah is zalim. And so that's the expression there, that ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي, I have been unjust to myself. وَتَجَرَّعْتُ بِجَهْلِي, and I have been bold because of my ignorance. Many times I didn't know, or I didn't care to know about it, and I just did it what I wanted. وَسَكَنْتُ إِلَىٰ قَدِيمِ ذِكْرِكَ لِي وَمَنِّكَ عَلَيَّ. It's a very interesting way of talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only Ali can teach that to us. Where he says that, you know, say to Allah, even in the mistakes that you committed in your life, you were relaxed in a way because you remembered that Allah remembered you in blessing you and giving you ni'mat. So you were thinking, well, He's there, you know, Alhamdulillah, He's good. And that sometimes creates this sense of, you know, false security. And so we are saying to Allah, سَكَنْتُ إِلَىٰ قَدِيمِ ذِكْرِكَ لِيُّ. Allah, you know, I kind of felt relaxed that you remember me. And when you remember me, مَنِّكَ عَلَيَّ, you bless me. And continuing that, اللَّهُمَّ مَوْلَايَ, come in. And then again, remembering Allah's mercy and grace upon us. Every sentence that in that Dua Kumail is very powerful. Allahumma Mawlaya, kam min qabihin satarta, wa kam min fadihin min al-balai aqalta, wa kam min ifarin waqaita, wa kam min makruhin dafa'ta, wa kam min thana'in jameelin lastu ahlan lahu nasharta. Wallah, O my master, how many of my evil deeds have you concealed? You know, Allah is satirul uyub. He, you know, conceals the weaknesses of the people. And if we are exposed, if He exposes us, even the family members will run away from us. And so that's first point of, you know, acknowledging His grace and mercy. Number two, how many heavy calamities have you lifted from me? Many of them would pass by. Maybe it was supposed to come on you, or you don't even know about it. You know, in Iran, for example, if you travel, drive from Qom to Tehran, you know, when you pass by the toll booth there, you will see the drivers and the taxi drivers. There is a sadaqa sanduq there on the island, and they put money in there. And so there was a fellow who was driving one day, and then he got into an accident, serious. And when he got the opportunity, maybe, you know, talking to a Maulana or someone, he said, you know, but I gave sadaqa. And the response he got was very powerful. He says, well, maybe you were supposed to die on that day. It was the sadaqa, actually, which averted it. You know, so there are many, many heavy calamities which would come on us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, diverts it. وَكَمْ مِنْ إِثَارٍ وَقَيْتَ And how many slips that I was going to get into it, but you protected me from me. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَكْرُوهٍ دَفَعْتَ And how many afflictions, things that I wouldn't like, that you have, you know, averted from me. And the last one. وَكَمْ مِنْ ثَنَاءٍ جَمِيلٍ لَسْتُ أَحْلًا لَهُ نَشَرْتَ How many good praises that I don't deserve have you circulated or sprayed around me? You know, many times, especially people like in my position, you know, ended up being praised for something I didn't do it. Just because of my association to, you know, activities or programs or, you know, the community. And I say, you know, it's nothing to do with me. And this is what I remember. وَكَمْ مِنْ ثَنَاءٍ جَمِيلٍ لَسْتُ أَحْلًا لَهُ نَشَرْتَ Wallah, there are so many good praises about me that you have circulated that I don't really deserve it. And so Ali is saying, try to remember, you know, his grace and mercy on you. You know, before we go to the issue of, you know, this the level of love. So going on to the next section now, you know, as I said, we have divided the Dua-i Kumail into three areas, the language of praise, the language of love, and finally asking for five important things. We covered the first, in the first section, there were four items. We finished first and second. And tonight we will look at expressing hopelessness, and then if time is there, we'll go to the last one also. Now we come to a point where Ali alayhi salam is saying, express this situation of yourself, that you are, you know, very humble. And this is where, you know, there is a phrase in his life where he says that, oh Allah, you know, the greatest honor for me would be an akuna abdan, that I be your servant. And the greatest pride for me would be that you be my Lord. That rab there and abd on this side. You know, this is where we realize our, you know, our position. We are nothing. And this is where we come to this phase of Dua-i Kumail. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني النفع بعد عملي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها ومطالي والله my challenges are great. I'm in a bad spiritual state. وَعَفْرَتَ بِي سُوَهَالِي My actions are inadequate. Whatever I do, don't rely on the... What Imams have said many times, don't go to the Akhirah hoping that your deeds will help you. You have to do whatever you can. But have more hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My chains of desires have tied me down, and my far-fetched wishes have held me from my present gain. You know, many times because we are wishing something more, we forget what is obligatory on us right away. Just thinking about future, we forget what we are supposed to do today. And in short, I have been deceived by the worldly attraction and by my sinful desires and by my delaying tactics. So with such a condition, basically, now we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. Yes, Sayyidi, fas'aluka bi'izzatika. O my master, I beg you by your might, alla yahjuba anka du'ai su'a amali wa fi'ali. The very first thing, that Allah do not make my bad deeds and my bad actions become a hijab, a barrier, and curtail my supplications to you. We saw that even yesterday, that many times, you know, the dua is there, but it's not reaching there, because there is a barrier in between. We had to get rid of that barrier so that the dua reaches there. And number two, وَلَا تَفْضَحْنِي بِخَفِيِّ مَا اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سِرِّي. Different words about what we saw in the last slide. Do not expose me for what you know of my secrets. And continuing that, وَلَا تُعَاجِلْنِ بِالْعُقُوبَةِ عَلَى مَا عَمِلْتُهُ فِي خَلَوَاتِي مِنْ سُوَ فِعْلِي وَإِسَاءَتِي وَدَوَامِ طَفْرِيتِي وَجَهَالَتِي وَكَثْرَةِ شَهَوَاتِي وَغَفْلَتِي. And do not be hasty in punishing me for what I have done in privacy, whether it was my evil deeds and misdeeds, or my continuous negligence and ignorance, or my excessive desires and heedlessness, ghaflat, when we don't pay attention to the consciousness of Allah's presence in our life. The same theme is continuing. وَكُنِ اللَّهُمَّ بِعِظَّتِكَ لِي فِي كُلِّ الْأَحْوَالِ رَؤُوفًا وَعَلَيَّ فِي جَمِيلُ الْعُمُورِ عَطُوفًا. And O Allah, by your might, be kind to me in all situations, and be favorably inclined towards me in all issues. And this is where we come to the last section of the first part, which is, after expressing our hopelessness, we are confessing our weakness. You know, how we are weak in our test and trial of this dunya. Ilahi wa Rabbi, man li ghayruka as'aluhu kashfa dhurri wa nadhara fi amri. O my God, and O my nourisher. You know, Rabbi means somebody who takes care of you. That's why, you know, you have this tradition, especially in Gujarati, the elders are known as Murabbi, because they have, you know, taken care of the younger ones. You know, and that's where our Murabbi, the parents are known as also Murabbi. So they are the one who do this nourishing. And Allah is the absolute, you know, Rabb for every one of us. So, O my God and my nourishers, is there anyone other than you from whom I should ask to remove my affliction and pay my attention to my issues? Is there anyone else? Ilahi wa Mawlaya, ajrayta alayya hukman ittaba'tu fihi hawa nafsi. My God and my Master, you decreed upon me a decree in which I followed my own desire. ولم أحترس من تزعين عدوي, and I did not protect myself from, you know, the adornment of my enemy. Means I adorned my desires against you. فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء. Thus it deceived me through what I desired, and the free will helped it. Allah says, I have not created you as robots. You have a choice. This is the path, and your success is in walking on that path by your own free will. And so we are in a way complaining also to Allah. Allah, you gave us desires, and then you gave us free will. And this is where we get stuck here. This is our weakness. فَتَجَاوَزْتُ بِمَا جَرَى عَلَيَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ نَقْضِ حُدُودِكَ وَخَالَفْتُ بَعْضَ أَوَامِرِكَ. And this is where we say, so I ended up violating your limits and disobeyed some of your commandments. فَلَكَ الْحُجَّ عَلَيَّ فِي جَمِيعِ ذَلِكَ. You know, in Mafati there are two versions after the word فَلَكَ. Sometimes it says فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ عَلَيَّ في جميع ذلك, but there is another wording which is more appropriate. فَلَكَ الْحُجَّةُ عَلَيَّ فِي جَمِيعِ ذَلِكَ. Means in all these things that I have done, different ways of trying to explain what has happened to me, basically you have the proof in all these situations, and I don't have any argument in how your judgment will be passed against me. All the hujjat is with you. I don't have any hujjat. I don't have any arguments to support myself on the day of Qiyamah. And how your command and channel challengings were imposed upon me. وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِ. I didn't get the time today to finish this, but let me just go through it just the way it is. وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِ بَعْدَ تَخْصِيرِي وَإِسْرَافِي عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي. Wallah, I have now come to you after talking about all my, weaknesses, confessing my sins. I come to you, my Lord, after these mistakes that I have done. وَإِسْرَافِي عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي. And I have, gone over the limit in fulfilling my desires. I come to you mu'taziran, nadiman, munkasiran, mustaqilan, mustaghfiran, muniban, muqirran, mud'inan, mu'tarifa. I come to you as somebody who is, apologizing for what I have done. I come to you with regret. I come to you with humility. I come to you asking to avert this punishment from me. Mustaghfiran, I come to you asking for forgiveness. Muniban, I come to you with the intention of going back to the right path. Muqirran, I come to you with confession of what I have done. I don't question your judgment. Mud'inan, and I am absolutely, sure about it. Mu'tarifan, and I confess whatever that I have done. La ajidu mafarran mimma kana minni. I can't find any way of running away from what I have done. Wala mafda'an atawajjahu ilayhi fi amri. Nor can I find any refuge in what I have put myself into this situation. Only one thing. غَيْرُ قَبُولِكَ أُذْرِي. Only one thing. And that is that you accept my apology. The confession here. وَإِدْخَالِكَ إِيَّايَ فِي سِعَةِ رَحْمَتِكَ. And include me in your vast, expansion of your mercy. إِلَٰهِ فَقْبَلْ عُذْرِي. O my Lord, accept my excuse. وَرْحَمْ شِدَّةِ ضُرِّي, and have mercy on the difficulties that I'll go through if I go into Jahannam. وَفُكَّنِي مِنْ شَدِّي وِثَاقِي, and O Allah, release me from the heavy chains which have tied me. And this is where, inshallah, we'll go into the second part, which Amir al-Mu'mineen is now teaching us how to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the language of love. So here we just, you know, talked about our weakness. And after that, this is where we'll go into the language of love, where we are not arguing, you know, against Allah's will. We are not even trying to prove anything about ourselves. We will be only appealing to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.